USA Radio News.
A 7-year-old girl who crossed the U.S.-Mexico border with her father died after being taken into custody by the U.S. Border Patrol. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen tells Fox News what she knows about this case.
What happened here was they were about 90 miles away from where we could process them. They came in such a large crowd that it took our Border Patrol folks a couple times to get them all. We gave immediate care. We'll continue to look into the situation. But again, I cannot stress how dangerous this journey is when migrants choose to come here illegally.
Investigations are ongoing after dozens of bomb threats targeted news outlets, government buildings, banks, libraries, and schools across the nation. The FBI believe the threats stem from a mass email where an unknown writer demands Bitcoin in exchange for safety. Other threats have also been reported in Canada and as far away as New Zealand. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
It's Kohl's Super Saturday. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100. Or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Give joy with cozy sweaters, cuddle dub sheets, or a diamond ring. And get joy with Kohl's Cash. Plus, snap a free picture in-store with Santa, Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15 and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
When pros go to the Home Depot, they want to get what they need quickly and get back to the job. That's why pros count on the Home Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders, ready in as little as 2 hours to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Extra members save even more with exclusive offers and benefits. Time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Extra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
And Obamacare deadlines arrived, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The deadline to buy or make changes in health insurance on the Affordable Care Act's marketplace is this Saturday, December 15th. People in most states can sign up on the federally run marketplace, healthcare.gov. After Saturday, only people who qualify for a special enrollment period will be allowed to sign up or make any changes in their coverage for 2019. Qualifying life events for that would include getting married, having a baby, or losing coverage. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Apple is expanding in Austin, Texas. The company announced a $1 billion investment to build a new campus. Texas Governor Republican Greg Abbott says this is a great deal for the city.
This truly elevates Austin as one of the premier technology hubs in the entire world, and we're proud it's located right in the heart of Texas.
This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
How can folks in Hollywood unite us instead of dividing us? Well, one person we can look to as an example of someone who did that was actually Aretha Franklin. Meredith Oakes is an entertainment writer. She also has a new book out titled Aretha, The Queen of Soul, A Life in Photographs. In that book, one of the things she discusses is how Franklin was very much into politics, but united the country.
There are these people who are able to rise above the political fracas, even though she was very involved in politics from the beginning. She was, her father was best friends with Martin Luther King, and organized the Detroit March, where King gave his speech, his I Have a Dream speech. He gave it a few different places in various forms, but that was like the final draft before he went and did it, the following, in a couple weeks, the famous one. So she's involved in civil rights from the time she's a kid, and she was openly political, and she performed at the inaugurations and inaugural events of three Democratic presidents, and yet it was George W. Bush who gave her the Medal of Freedom, and she graciously accepted it. She was that kind of person. I mean, there have been other celebrities who said, nah, you know, I think I'll wait till there's another president before I get mine. But that wasn't her. She really, truly put country above party, and there is this underlying faith about her.
For USA Radio.